Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Carol Mahoney. I'm the founder of Unbound Growth. And one quick sentence in what I do, I talk to salespeople every day on purpose.
Love it. Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I love working with businesses for one simple reason. Businesses are systems of people who are solving problems that make the world a better place. And so when I'm working with businesses in sales, it's really helping salespeople to help buyers make the decisions that are in their own best interest, in the buyer's best interest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions in sales. What are your thoughts?
It's social proof. People are taking a risk by making a decision to work with you or to not work with you. And if you can offer some kind of proof of how others like them have solved similar problems with you, that goes a long way in building trust, relationships, and reducing the risk in their mind.
Absolutely love it there. Question number four, what advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Right now, it's all about how do we manage our teams and train our teams and coach our teams remotely. We're so used to being in the same physical space and making it easy to get feedback and bounce things off of each other. So how do we do that now that we're all virtual? And there's a couple of basic steps that we need to take there. Is first, if we think about training and coaching our teams remotely, we need to be able to get their buy-in for that. And so that means asking them questions of where they want to improve the most, how that ties to their personal goals. And if they don't know, that's a place to start. Help them identify what are those personally meaningful goals. And then look at where are the areas where you feel it's your kryptonite that is making you, you're not able to reach those goals. And then work out a daily cadence, weekly cadence and schedule of how you're going to work together on those things through Zoom, through phone calls, different ways, different styles, so that it's not a routine at work, but it's actually engaging them in the process.
Love it there. Love everything you said there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
The first person who came to mind for me was Joanne Black. She is the referral selling queen, and she has a system to make referrals a proactive part of teams. I've gone through her process. I highly recommend it to others. I think she'd be great here. She's concise, to the point. No BS and fluff with Joanne. She's been around so that she sees results from these kinds of things.
Awesome. I'll look her up. Thank you for that there. Number six. Most important question of the podcast. You got to focus on this one. Hey, Carol, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
So normally I would talk about selling Girl Scout cookies or something along those lines is the first thing that came to mind. But for this time, I was thinking about the first time I actually sold something as an adult business owner. And I had a marketing agency. It was actually during the Great Recession. So back the last time our economy was tanking like it is right now was when I first started my business. And I remember the first client that actually paid me money to do something. I was so excited. And it was actually another agency who was looking for help in internet marketing because, you know, SEO was still new there. Most people didn't even know how to spell it, but I did. And so it was an interesting partnership where we created some synergies to be able to deliver a full service to his clients. It actually became a model for me to grow my agency into one where I started bringing on subcontractors and freelancers. And the thing that was interesting about this sale is I had no idea what I was doing. In fact, I didn't even like sales. So translate that to actually talking to salespeople every day. Right. And the thing that I remember the most is that I was just trying to figure out how to make this work for them. And so I asked a lot of questions. I was curious and I was open to whatever they thought about that and to come up with some kind of a customized solution. And it's part of the selling process that I continue to use. Of course, it's improved a lot since that first sale, because it was definitely stumbling through it as we went type of deal.
Totally get there. Love that story there. So now you have 4 minutes and 32 seconds left. We can do some promo time. Okay. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
I have one question. When you have these guests on your podcast, what are the things that you find listeners are most inclined to want to hear about towards the end of the year? What's on their minds right now?
I think their minds on right now is probably basically what, it, you know, how to build a plan for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's the big thing there.
Interesting, because that's one of the things that I've actually started to look at in working with individual entrepreneurs is, like we talked about in those four sections of what do we need to do to train teams remotely, right? We have to set those personal goals. We got to know what our strengths and weaknesses are to be able to develop a plan that's really reachable. So that's good to hear that I'm on that right track.
Yeah, you're definitely on the right track there. So totally get it there. Now you do have 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. Would you like some promo time? And if not, that's okay.
So what do you mean by promo time?
Basically, why should someone go check out your website?
All right. So quick promo time. One of the things that people will love when they see to my website is we do a lot of interviews with sales and marketing thought leaders to find out what's going on in the space. So there's some quick tip types of interviews there. But there's also a lot of worksheets for understanding what questions to ask during the sales process. Mm-hmm. There's an e-guide for mindset and how that impacts you in sales. And it's especially something that entrepreneurs will want to check out. And there's lots of testimonials from other clients, entrepreneurs, and salespeople that we've worked with that are dealing with some of the similar problems that everyone has now and figuring out how do we rebound 2020 into 2021. So there's a lot of resources for do-it-yourselfers and a lot of information for those that are trying to educate themselves of how to take a cognitive approach to sales coaching and training.
Love it there. And you pulled it off to 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
www.unboundgrowth.com.
In the description, it's magic. Carol, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching and listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.